Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, News Roundup, Information Overload Hour, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we'll take calls from Florida in particular about the storm that is pounding the western part of the state. And it's as bad as they said it would be. I mean, I have images that people, friends of mine, have been sending from Fort Myers in the Tampa area, et cetera, et cetera. It's not good. So we're going to watch all of it. Joe Bastardi at the bottom of this half hour. We're going to be joined in a second by Rand Paul. What I didn't know, he's bringing along a special guest, Riley Gaines, competitive swimmer from the University of Kentucky, who was forced to compete against Leah Thomas, who was the biological male. And anyway, here's the latest ad from Rand Paul on this very issue.
I trained from an early age, giving it my all to achieve my dream. And I accomplished it, becoming a 12-time All-American swimmer at the University of Kentucky. But for girls across America, that dream is being taken away by men competing in women's sports. Sadly, few stood up for me. But Rand Paul is not afraid to fight for fairness for women and girls, and that's why I'm supporting him.
I'm Rand Paul, and I prove this message because I'll always fight for fairness.
You know, just think back about this. Should biological males be allowed to compete in women's sports? You know, Title IX was designed to create a level playing field for female athletes. In other words, schools would offer all these scholarships to the men on football teams, basketball teams, and women's sports was pretty much ignored until Title IX. Anyway, so Dr. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is with us with Riley Gaines, who did compete against Leah Thomas. Senator, welcome back. Always great to have you. And by the way, Senator Paul is up for re-election in the great state of Kentucky. We know he'll win, but we take nothing for granted. You need to get out and vote. And also with us is Riley Gaines. Riley, how are you? Thank you for being with us.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me.
Now, you take way a much bigger priority than Senator Paul, who I've known forever. tell us your ad. We just played the ad. Tell us what your experience and then your thoughts on this.
Right. So my experience is clearly I raced Leah Thomas. I watched Leah Thomas win a national title in the 500-yard freestyle, and we tied that next day in the 200-yard freestyle. And given the trophy incident where, upon us tying, they gave the trophy to Leah for photo purposes and sent me home with no trophy, I decided that I was tired of waiting for a coach or someone within the NCAA governing body or someone with some sort of power to make a change to stand up for us. As a female athlete, if we weren't willing to stick up for ourselves, we can't expect others to. And so feeling totally unequipped, I took it upon myself to speak out, as this is something I find to be insanity.
You know, I read the article that you penned, and it was on FoxNews.com. I'm an NCAA champion female swimmer.
And we have to protect girls, women from Biden's destruction of Title IX. Explain what this means, because 50 years ago, pioneering women and men fought for Title IX's passage. Now, I have a daughter that happens to be an athlete as well. So I know I know everything about Title IX that anyone would ever want to know.
Right.
The idea that in her sport that she would compete against somebody that was born a biological male, there would be no chance if the person had the skill set that she had as a biological born female.
Right. No, you're exactly right. And I think the left pushes that this amendment to Title IX is progressive. But what they're not realizing is we're setting ourselves back 50 plus years to before Title IX, which, of course, was created to protect the female category and give women that equal opportunity as men. And so this is not progressive. By no means is it this. We're doing a 180 and taking ourselves back half a century.
So you actually wrote, and it got a little bit graphic, but I think people need to know the truth. And we have adults listening to this program. You pointed out that under Title IX, women, you believe, and I agree with you, are entitled to their own locker room, so that we can be vulnerable, change in private. Yet at the NCAA championships, you saw a 6'4" biological male exposing male parts in our women's locker room. And to be perfectly clear, the anatomy I and many other women were forced to view confirmed that Leah Thomas is a male, and you asked the officials where you could change, that you had no intention of undressing in front of a biological male, and they informed you that there were no protections in place for you to change in a space that Leah Thomas didn't have access to. I'm having a hard time understanding that.
You and me both.
I really am.
Right, and I think that's a common misconception that people have, is that they think to compete in the female category, you have to go full reassignment, you know, that full transition, but that's not what we were seeing. We were seeing a biological man who took hormone suppressors for not even a year, still fully intact with male genitalia, competing against the women. It was essentially a biological man that grew out the hair. And how disrespectful and disregarding of females to be put in a position where you're exposing yourself and you're getting exposed to in a space where you feel like you should have privacy. You feel like you should be protected, but that's not what we saw.
So, and we were not. Let me just give you the. I want to know your what got you to this championship level that you're at, because you're performing at such a high level. I know in the case of my daughter, since she was 7 years old, she began a journey into athletics. She's now a junior in college in Division I sports. But throughout these years, especially when she got to the high school years, she was training in her sport for at least two and a half hours a day. Then there was 1 hour of cross training, and that meant running and stretching and injury prevention and stamina building. And these were not workouts for the faint of heart. These were hardcore, serious workouts. And then she'd have to come home and study. She'd give up a lunch period so she can turn it into training. And in the car, she'd be eating her lunch, you know, on the way to begin her daily regimen of practicing. Practice wasn't one day a week. It was 7 days a week. So there's so much that goes into being a high performing athlete like you are.
Right. No, you're exactly right. I've been swimming since I was 4 or 5 years old, every single day since I was in second grade. And so at the collegiate level, you're practicing 5.5 hours every single day. 2.5 hours of that is before 8 a.m. So it's a huge time commitment. And so many sacrifices are made. You don't get to go home for summers. You don't get to go to winter vacations. You don't have breaks. You get 1 week off in August, and that is it all year. And so you feel like you've invested so much. I put so much of my life into an organization like the NCAA, who did not do the same back to me when it came time for it.
Yeah, my daughter's day yesterday, 7 a.m. the weight room, then class till noon. Then after class, it was team photos. Then after that, then it was practice for 2.5 hours. After practice, it was conditioning training for another hour and a half. And then she had to go home, eat and study and go to bed. That's a pretty full day. Senator Paul, this is just fundamentally unfair, and yet you have people on the left insisting that this is the way it has to be. It's mind-numbing to me.
You know, when I saw Riley Gaines speaking out, I said, finally, someone brave, a great female athlete brave enough to come forward, because there's so much bullying going on, and some of it is silent bullying, but there's pressure. They're telling these girls they're not going to get jobs, they're not going to get to go to graduate school. The bullies come after them online and on social media. But it is, without question, unfair, and I think people are horrified by it. And I don't know. I'm just so glad that she's speaking out. I saw this. My wife saw this, and we were like, boy, we want to endorse what she's doing. But she said she wanted to endorse what we were doing as well. And so we've been working together for the last couple of weeks, and, you know, we wish her the best of success. But we don't want this to be the new normal, that men are swimming in the girls' swimming meet or track meet or wrestling or you name it. If the rest of the world wants to give up on women's sports, they can, but I'm not willing to do that.
You know, Senator Paul, one of the things that defines your entire career is your willingness to stand your ground and not give in, especially to your own party when they're going wobbly and weak. I have one question for Riley. Have you thought about your future, what you want to do? Are you aiming for the Olympics? Are you aiming for a career in politics? Because I think you'd be great at it, or television. You'd be great at either one.
So I was actually all set to go to dental school. But with everything going on, I decided dental school will always be there. The relevancy and the importance of this issue will not be. So it's kind of thrown a wrench at what I thought I had planned, as things tend to work out. But like I said, this is something I'm passionate about. And so I want to pursue it until a change is made. Ultimately, that's what I'm fighting for. I don't want any female athlete to have to go through what myself and my teammates and other female athletes who have had to endure this. It's incredibly.
What does that mean in terms? Are you graduated now?
Yes, I just graduated in May.
All right.
I just redid all my dental school. Thank you. I just got married. I just bought 5 acres.
Congratulations,
and I'm building
again.
A house from Nashville. Thank you.
Congratulations, a third time. Keep going. You're doing great.
Yeah. And I've just reapplied to all my dental school stuff and just finished up interviews there to pursue that next year.
Boy, that's a phenomenal story. All right, quick break. More with Senator Dr. Rand Paul of Kentucky, up for re-election this year. Very important must-win seat. Don't take it for granted, even though he's way up in the polls. And more with Riley Gaines, competitive swimmer, University of Kentucky. She was forced to compete against a biological male, Leah Thomas. And we'll talk more about this and so much more on the other side. We'll give you an update on the weather in Florida. It is as bad as they predicted. And we'll have Joe Bastardi check in with us in a little bit. All right, we continue. Senator and Dr. Rand Paul is with us from the great state of Kentucky. He's up for re-election. That seat is pivotal for Republicans. And Riley Gaines, she was and just graduated a competitive swimmer from the University of Kentucky, forced to compete against a biological male. You remember Leah Thomas. You know, I wish, Senator Paul, that we had more young people like Riley that had the courage to speak out, because I'm sure this hasn't been easy for her every step of the way.
A lot of people get misguided in thinking, oh, well, this is about tolerance and I need to be nice to everybody. But this isn't about niceness or tolerance. This is about the fairness of women competing against women. And I think when that finally sinks in, just imagine if there were 5 Leah Thomases that were college men swimmers, average college men swimmers. They switch over and then they dominate women swimming. What if the whole entire podium were five men? And what kind of world do we live in when they're putting people on the front of magazines as women of the year who are not women? I mean, so this is a bizarre world. And look, I'm a live and let live kind of guy. You're an adult. You want to do that to yourself. That is up to you. People can be what they want to be. They can be called what they want to be called. But
by the way, I think most Americans are with you. But if you're born, as I quoted Caitlyn Jenner, I don't care what your testosterone levels are now. What were they at puberty? Because that makes a difference. And she was very clear she'd never compete in a golfing event as a woman, because she has a decided advantage over her biologically born female counterparts.
I think when people think through this and they see the fairness aspect of this, I think they're going to come down on the side of fairness, and something's got to give. But we also have to just stop and reflect about the changes about us and decide whether these are changes for good. And it's a subject for another day. But I'm really, very, very concerned about young people and them having irreversible surgery without their parents' permission. And this is one of the main debates that's I've been hearing on up here that, you know, until you're 18, one, I think a lot of kids less than 18 can't make a fully rational decision. They're not yet ready to have some kind of permanent surgery to remove parts of their body. And so I'm adamantly against kids doing this. It's going on all over the place. You know, Vanderbilt's advertising that they can make a bunch of money by doing this. And I think it's an absolute disaster. But people have to be unafraid and have to speak out about these things. If no one speaks out, that's where we're headed.
You know, you're a true champion in every way, Riley Gaines. We wish you all the best. Congratulations on all the great things that have been happening in your life. I'm glad you're going to continue to speak out. For all our friends in Kentucky, I know Rand Paul, you think he's going to win. Don't take it for granted. You got to vote for him. That's how he wins. So his voice continues to be out there in the U.S. Senate. We need it desperately. Senator, thank you. Riley, thank you. And you're welcome back on these airwaves anytime you want.
Can I mention really quick that I am now co-chairing a federal PAC called Nine PAC, and so I would absolutely appreciate it if people would go on to ninepac.org, check out the website, and if they're willing to donate, that would be fantastic. Obviously, the goal is to protect biological women's right to compete, and so I just want to thank you for having me on and thank everyone for listening.
All right, Riley, thank you. All the best to you in the future. Dr. Rand Paul, always a pleasure to have you, my friend. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program? We'll get an update from our buddy Joe Bastardi at the bottom of this half hour. That's straight ahead. First, I want to remind you about protecting your good name and reputation. You don't want to get robbed blind. Protect your finances. And if your credit score gets destroyed, it's hard to repair it. That's where LifeLock.com by Norton comes in. Look, there are even companies, their entire purpose is to keep our information safe online. They too can fall prey to these cyber attacks. Now, there's a company called LastPass. It's a password management solution with both paid and free plans available. They had to recently announce that cyber criminals breached their systems, but the good news is no customer passwords were ever compromised. That was a sigh of relief for the customers, but every day all of us are putting our personal information at risk on the internet. LifeLock.com by Norton sees the threats we all miss. If in fact your information is compromised, you will get an alert. If your identity is stolen, they will assign a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist to help fix it for you. LifeLock, it's a very low annual rate. You'll save an additional 25% off your first year by calling 1-800-LIFELOCK, mentioning my name, Hannity, or using the promo code Hannity when you go to LifeLock.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Protect your name, reputation, finances, credit score. 1-800-LIFELOCK, LIFELOCK.com. Save 25%. Promo code Hannity. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Our coverage of Hurricane Ian now slamming the great state, free state of Florida. On our newsmaker line is Senator Marco Rubio. I don't think he's slept in the last 48 hours. He has been working very, very hard, coordinating with the governor and all of the state agencies and the federal government to have everybody at their avail. In terms of rescue missions, in terms of the aftermath of this thing. Senator, I shared with you earlier today some of these videos that I was getting from friends of mine in Fort Myers. By the way, and I hope you're going to be my senator soon. I can't wait to get out of New York and be in Florida. And your election, by the way, is vital to the Republican cause and conservative cause in this country, and I urge everyone to vote for you. But you wrote back to me, I sent you one video, and then 10 minutes later, I sent you another video, the same exact spot, and you wrote back, wow, because the flooding had gone up at least like 5 or 6 feet.
Yeah, Sean, thanks for sharing. That's a part of the state I know you know very well, Southwest Florida. I also encourage, you know, Byron Donald, the congressman from that area, has been posting some videos as well that people have been sending him, and just really stunning things. And you know, I spoke to the governor last night, and at the time the storm was forecast to be a certain way, and it has kind of gotten worse since I spoke to him last on it, in terms of his expectations and everybody else's. You know, this thing hit at a category 5, and that's just the wind and the power that it's generating. But this is a massive storm. It's the size of the peninsula. I mean, it goes from coast to coast, and really it's pushing inland. So like Orlando, Florida, you know, Central Florida, which is not on the coast, obviously it's in Central Florida. They're going to, by the time this thing works, they're already getting hit by bands pretty strong. But by the time that thing gets up there, it's going to be a category 1 or 2 hurricane, which is not the kind of thing you see in Central Florida. As it works its way up I-4, it'll exit at some point near Daytona Beach or something like that in Northeast Florida. But basically, the whole state up I-4 is going to have a category 1 or 4 storm. The wind, the rain that it's dumping is extensive. It's moving very slowly. So it's a lot of rain being dumped on Central Florida, and then just a lot of rain, wind, and storm surge hitting Southwest Florida. So this thing has the potential to really be definitional in terms of what it's going to mean to these communities that are impacted. There's a lot of people in harm's way right now. We're hoping everyone's being safe, and we're praying for our first responders, because these folks that are out there and ready to go, they're going to be called.
They're in the middle. They're all putting their lives on the line. I mean, even the reporters I've been watching today, it looks like they're about to blow away. I mean, winds are so high. Our meteorologist here on the radio shows, Joe Bastardi of WeatherBell.com, and his track has this thing going straight through that I-4 corridor that you're talking about, straight through Orlando, and then slightly turning a little bit north, right over Jacksonville, Ponte Vedra, and then straight up into Georgia and South Carolina after probably going out a little bit to sea and then coming back in for round two. But in the meantime, we're talking about a significant portion of the state of Florida. I would argue it looks like, at least from the track and the cone that I'm looking at, and the reports we've been getting from Joe, you're looking at least 60% of the landmass of your entire state. That is a lot of damage that's going to be left, a lot of wreckage there.
Yeah, that's right. And let me tell you, it's not just the storm, because that's the part you can see from the maps. It's the tornadoes that it's spinning off, these tornado warnings. You know, I'm getting tornado warnings, and I'm in Southeast Florida. They're real. Last night it flipped a couple airplanes at a at an airport down here in Southeast Florida. And so the tornado warnings, and there's lightning associated with this, which is something you don't normally see with these storms, but near the eye, a lot of lightning. And then tropical storm winds, and these are 50, 60 mile an hour wind gusts that can blow things over to fall on people. So there's, look, people are, we're already seeing the power outages start to climb. And I just got off the phone with the FEMA director, and we talked a little bit about bulk debris removal. I mean, there's a lot that goes into getting in there now, removing the stuff off the street, just so the work crews can get in there. And we're grateful to all the states and the crews that have come in and are positioned and ready to go. But this thing is going to be going on for about 24 to 48 hours over the state of Florida before we can actually get into some of these spots and start doing things. So,
that's a major storm.
I've been through a lot of them here in Florida, but this one is unique in both power and scale.
I know the every state agency has been mobilized. I know that you've been working on the federal level to get all the help that you can get from the federal government. I know neighboring states are on standby to help as well. That would mean helping rescue people, helping get power back up and running. But this is going to be long and a drawn out process. I don't recall one being exactly this bad that I can remember. When this is all said and done, I mean, are you getting any reports? Maybe people were reluctant, resistance, didn't want to heed the warning. They're going to, you know, batten down the hatches and ride it out. Are we getting any reports that people are in danger right now?
Well, we haven't. I mean, this is only just starting to happen. And I think, unfortunately, if some people are in danger at this point, their ability to reach out may be quite limited. We know that there have been some emergency calls now made. But we're just at the beginning of this thing. I mean, we're going to be hearing it throughout the night. And you talked about, is there anything like this? The problem with the storm is it's so many different communities. I mean, it's ranging from Southwest Florida all the way to Northeast Florida, all of which are going to get pretty substantial damage, be it from rain and low-lying areas.
And Central Florida is going to get hammered, too.
Right, all the way up I-4. I would say that it looks like the majority of the people who were asked to leave the low-lying areas did so. Unfortunately, there are some people that did not, and we worry about them and how long it'll take to get to them, because it'll be a while before crews can actually operate safely out there. And but I think we are going to hear, unfortunately. Look, here's the saddest thing to say, and I say this, you know, without any sort of glee at all whatsoever, very sad. There are people who were alive this morning who are going to lose their lives in the storm for a lot of different reasons. You know, they're going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. They're going to get caught in an event. We know that this is going to be a deadly storm now and also in the aftermath. There's tremendous danger in the aftermath. A lot of people get hurt afterwards. Something falls on them. They're out there doing work to remove things on their own, and they get hurt doing it that way. So, and we certainly don't want to see that happen. We want to minimize that as much as possible. But right now, we're just focused on this storm surge event. And to the extent there are people that can still move in unsafe structures like a mobile home or what have you, convincing them to do so, because we just don't want anyone to lose their lives over this. There's no need for it.
I hope people heed your warning. I know there was a massive mobilization in the last couple of days. Over 2.5 million Floridians were evacuated. That is a lot. I know that you have a lot of shelters throughout the state. Is there any place people can go to online where they can find out where they can get help and services or shelter where they might be?
Well, I've converted my website, which is obviously my campaign website, but we're not going to be doing that right now on the website. I've converted it, MarcoRubio.com. We're going to be posting that information on there, as well as my Rubio.Senate.gov website. It will also be posting information on there regularly. I'll be posting it on social media. If you don't follow me, I'm at Marco Rubio. And again, this is just an effort to communicate with people broadly. A lot of people are going to be cut off from communication here shortly if they don't have electricity, but if their mobile phones are still working, they can access this. And there'll be a lot of work done. There will be people that will not have a home to go back to. They will not have ability to get cash. They're going to need assistance, and that's what FEMA and SBA for small businesses is there to do. And my office has always and will continue to sort of be on the ground right away as soon as it's safe to do so, helping people to process those claims and trying to get them assistance in those first few weeks after a storm like this, because there will be lives that will be disrupted and changed as a result of it. But right now, the key is saving lives. Get out of the way if you still can. If you're not, you're going to have to shelter and make the best of it at this point. Because the storm is here and it is wrecking real havoc, and we've only seen the beginning.
Well, Senator, thanks for all your work. I think you're going to be probably up for the next 3 weeks without any sleep. Our prayers are with the people of Florida, the free state of Florida, and thank you for keeping everybody in the loop in terms of everything. We will link to your website and state websites, whatever's out there, so people can get any help and assistance. We'll put it on Hannity.com if they forget. MarcoRubio.com is pretty easy to remember as well. Senator, thanks for taking time. I hope, what's that, sir?
No, I thank you for that, Sean. I really do, because it's reaching people, you know, at this point it's tough. There's a lot of information out there. We're trying to simplify it so people will know where they go. They can go after the storm for assistance.
Yeah, these are pretty frightening times. This is the real deal. Anyway, Senator, thank you. I think we'll update you. I think you're going to call into Hannity tonight. We'll have full coverage, obviously, of this storm now, hammering the state of Florida. I mean, a significant portion of it. The damage is real. I'm seeing it. I'm getting videos from people that are in the middle of it right now, the beginnings of it, and it's just going to get worse in the days and hours to come. Senator, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. We pray for the all the people, our friends in Florida.
John, I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Joe Bastardi back with us, meteorologist, weatherbell.com. We're kind of closing out the hour. I really want to focus again on where this is headed now. You know, we hit landfall here, and we got everywhere from, you know, Southwest Florida and Naples and Fort Myers and Sarasota and Tampa getting hammered. And you got a lot of landmass that's being affected by this. Now it's going to all work its way towards the center of the state, right through and over Orlando up into the northeast corridor of Jacksonville. That's a lot of ground it's going to cover.
Yeah, and the problem to outline is, while it will be weakening going inland, relative to what these people have experienced, it's going to probably be the strongest on record around the Orlando area as far as wind gusts go and the slow movement of the storm. And what's happened to the storm is, again, we talked about on the show last night as to why we had to wash the sudden intensification. They love to do that, coming to the coast perpendicular. You see it. Quite often was an eye wall replacement. The eye was falling apart for a while. It's like a fighter taking a rest and then coming back stronger right after it. And, of course, the coast, what happens, folks, is I like to explain this to people so they understand. They don't think it's a mystery. The way the coast is shaped, the storm tightens up as it comes to the coast. It doesn't really want to go inland, right? So the eye wall starts tightening on the side of the storm that the storm's moving toward, and that increases what we call convergence, upward motion, all the other stuff goes off. And so when a storm will go inland, it will weaken, and it'll weaken pretty quickly. We're looking at a 145, 150-mile-an-hour storm at landfall, probably backed off from the 155 a little bit. We'll see when the data's all in. Obviously, it's devastating. You can't measure the difference in that. But when it gets to Orlando, it may just be a minimal hurricane. But keep in mind, a minimal hurricane taking 12 to 18 hours to go through in Orlando, Florida, has not happened. And, you know, I mean, we got a big area there. And then as we get to the coast, right? And by that time, the bands of heaviest rains around the northern side of the storm just lashing northeast Florida, north central Florida, and into that St. John. We've reviewed this St. John's River Basin, 1 to 2 feet of rain there, 1 to 2 feet on the old coast, St. Augustine up toward Jacksonville Beach. The strong northeast winds is already blowing. The winds are gusting at 40 miles an hour on the northeast coast of Florida, is pushing water back in already. And then the storm starts re-intensifying a little bit tomorrow night and comes northward after that, just offshore before it reaches the Carolinas. But you folks up there in the path of this, once the warnings go up, I think that the warnings are going to start going up. Please, you're seeing what's going on. Take heed. If you live in the flood-prone areas, you've got to get out of this, because the recovery, and no matter how much of an army we mobilize, is going to be really slow with this, I think. And that's we want people warned about that. I know every time people go, oh, yeah, well, I went through a hurricane, blah, blah, blah. No, this is a little bit different.
All right, we appreciate all the time you've given us today. Weatherbell.com's Joe Bastardi. We'll have you on Hannity tonight. We'll have full coverage we'll be on the ground where it's happening all over Florida. And we're going to watch this storm. This is now going to be going on for days. And this is a big deal. This is now going to be causing a lot of damage, disruption, people's lives. The images I'm seeing from friends of mine in Naples, in Sarasota, in Fort Myers, and now in Tampa, I mean, it's the real deal. This is not your everyday storm.
highest risk areas are ranging from Collier County up to Sarasota County. The current track has the storm making landfall in Charlotte County. If you are in any of those counties, it's no longer possible to safely evacuate. It's time to hunker down and prepare for this storm. This is a powerful storm that should be treated like you would treat if a tornado was approaching your home.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Full, complete coverage. Hurricane Ian now slamming the west coast of Florida as it makes its way literally right through the state by the I-4 corridor over Orlando up to Jacksonville and Georgia and then South Carolina. This is a Cat 4 hurricane. This is real damage, a large landmass being impacted by all of this. We've got reporters on the ground everywhere, and we'll have all the latest on the weather, all the latest on recovery efforts, all the latest on relief efforts. We'll also be checking in with Rick Scott and Marco Rubio, and Byron Donalds is going to join us, and so much more, and the other news of the day. 9 Eastern, Hannity, Fox News, the best election, and unfortunately, storm coverage on your television dial. We'll see you tonight, back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epic Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.